Hi guys, this is Pastor Chuck Allen and welcome to the beginning of Race Plan, Finding Your Groove. Guys, I'm sorry it's a day late, had a little technical problem yesterday, but it's Tuesday and we want to get you off to a good start on this Tuesday. I read a quote not long ago from a guy by the name of Charlie Tremendous Jones. He was a bit of a visionary. He was way ahead of his time. He was the John Maxwell of leadership before John Maxwell ever knew what to do. But he was talking about leadership in our lives, and here's what he said. Leadership is probably the most misunderstood word in our vocabulary today. Leadership is not personality, not a position, not endowed to a certain few. Leadership is that certain something that is bought with a price. It is bought with a price that can be paid. It can be paid by anyone, anytime, anywhere. And you're as much of a leader today as you're going to be, because the price you are paying today is determining the leader you will be tomorrow. Everyone has an obligation as well as the privilege of leading in something. Leadership begins with the simple decision to pay the price, and it ends the moment you cease to pay it. Now, you know, it's interesting when we hear definitions of leadership, guys, we often hear things like, you know, leadership equals influence. And while I agree with the premise behind that, whether it was John Maxwell that said it or Stephen Covey or whoever broke that out for the first time, I would argue that the world doesn't need more great leaders. The world just needs a handful of godly leaders. I believe when we build the right race plan with our life, the groove that we will inevitably find when we're chasing after God is we'll find His groove for our life. We will find His plan for our life, and we will find that we can put the pedal to the metal and we can kick it into overdrive, and we can enjoy and even just have an unbelievable series in our life of being able to experience greatness. You know, being great, while I think sometimes we throw off some of that male, aw shucks, you know, I'm really, it's just me. I think in our heart, wired as men, I believe God somehow wired us in such a way that we are to desire, we are to strive to be great. So I want to take you to Mark chapter 14 for a short while. Let me read to you Mark chapter 14, beginning of verse 3. It says this, "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She's done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." So the quick story here is Jesus is sitting in the house of Simon in a little town called Bethany. And in Mark chapter 14, this girl, this lady walks in and she does the unthinkable, because at the time she should have never gone into the room where the men are at, because that would really be something you would never see. But she does. She goes straight to Jesus and she takes this jar, if you will, of ointment, of expensive perfume. And the Bible describes it that it's worth about 1 year's wage. So let's say you make 50 grand a year. It's worth $50,000. She breaks the seal and she pours the whole bottle on Jesus. Now, when she does that, the first person to stand up, according to history, is Judas. Judas stands up and says, "You shouldn't have done that. You should have sold it and used the money to feed the poor." Let me remind you that it's not like those guys were doing a great job of that either. But here's what happens. Jesus says to them, "Sit down, guys, leave her alone. She's done a good thing for me." And then he goes on and says, there's going to be a memorial of greatness to her wherever the gospel is preached from now on. And here we are in 2016 on a Tuesday talking about what she did. And I believe there's a lesson for us. If we're going to build a race plan, if we're going to find our groove, we better find these handful of things that she understood. I believe there's four principles, guys, and I want to ask you to jot these down. First, she displays a sensitive spirit. She recognizes that Jesus is the most important thing in the room, and she's going to put him above all things. She acts accordingly out of a sensitivity in her life. Her act is especially sensitive in the extravagance and the uniqueness of the gift. Question, guys, what do you bring to the Lord as your gift today? Second, she poured the entire jar on. She was more than just sensitive. She had a sacrificial spirit. She gave everything. I mean, if it had been my jar, and probably yours, you might would have put a dab on your finger and dotted him on the forehead, right? But no, she sacrificed out of obedience to God. Guys, what are you sacrificing today to walk with Christ? Third, she maintained a steadfast spirit. When everybody stood up and said, you shouldn't have done that, when everybody found something that they could find fault in her with, she kept on going. Let me just say to you guys, listen, anything we do, when we're leading anything, a family, children, a business, a part of a company, whether we're leading in a church or in a school, doesn't matter where you're at. When you're leading, I promise you, somebody's there to tell you how you're not doing it right. But she kept going. She had a steadfast spirit. So to keep up, guys, she had a sensitive spirit. She put Jesus in the right priority. How about you? Second, she had a sacrificial spirit. She gave Jesus everything she had. Guys, how about you? She had a steadfast spirit. When things got difficult, she didn't stop. When criticism came her way, she didn't walk away from it. How about you? And finally, what she really showed more than anything was a servant spirit. I mean, what she showed was the most necessary of all leadership qualities. It appears as though she wasn't seeking greatness herself. She was simply doing what she felt was right at the time. She was willing to serve despite the sacrifice or the rebuttals of those guys presently. Listen, she simply chose to serve, and Jesus said of her, now that is what greatness looks like. Guys, if you're going to determine, I'm going to find my groove and I'm going to head my life in the right direction, I'm going to ask you, take an assessment of how are you doing in those four areas in your life. Look at it and say, okay, do I really have a sensitivity to the presence of God in my life? Do I really have a sacrificial heart to serve others with my life? Do I have a steadfast spirit where I'm not going to blow with the wind? I'm going to set my course. And then finally, do I have a servant spirit? Am I willing to do what nobody else will do? Guys, listen, to have the greatest life plan, to have the greatest race plan, to find your groove, you got to get these four things right. So I look forward to sharing more with you tomorrow on Wednesday as we jump into the rest of Race Plan, Finding Your Groove. Feel free to give me a shout anytime, guys. I look forward to helping you. God bless.